Morning and welcome to Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch for our weekly City Hall updates. Hey. Hi, Mayor.
Good morning, Joe.
How are you today?
I'm doing fine, thank you. Beautiful. Nice air this time of year, as we know.
Yes, and it's going to warm up again, so the mild
we'll
weather continues. Yeah, exactly. We'll pay eventually. There's snow on top of Mount Washington, so it's not far off.
Yeah, but you know what? We're getting into deep into October now, and the heat hasn't been on yet, so that's a good thing.
Absolutely. And the weather is really cooperating for lots of activities here in the city, including this past weekend, a first art gallery for the Quincy Art Association in its 42-year history.
Yeah, it's funny, at the ribbon cutting with Frank Santoro and the whole crew from the Art Association, I couldn't help but think of Annette Pagliarani,
yep,
who used to run the Art Association. She co-founded with me the Arts Fest. Remarkable woman, and this was something that she had dreamed about, as has most people that are in that art world.
Yeah.
They want to see a gallery, they want to see that that addition to a downtown district, which creates that additional culture feel to a downtown. So now it's exciting, as we get a lot of talent locally. It's an opportunity for people to enjoy their talent. So I'm very happy for the Art Association. As you know, their home is in a city building on High School Ave that we provide for them for their art lessons and their meetings and so forth. So, but this is a great, great addition to the Quincy Center.
Yeah, some of the artists I've spoken to are thrilled to be able to have a public venue to kind of show off their works. So it's great, and they are for sale, just the way they sustain themselves, too.
That's exactly right. They put a lot of hours into those pieces of art, and hopefully people appreciate that, and hopefully they'll have some sales.
Yeah. Now, will that be in addition to the Welcome Center that's there also?
Yeah, the Welcome Center is not far from that, different doorway.
Okay.
That's more on historic tours and background of the city. This is their own space, which is, I think they're opening several days a week, like noon to 6 or something like that. I think it off the top of my head, but, people should check it out for sure.
Yeah, especially this year with the Park Service not opening. It's a place for visitors to go and learn about Quincy.
Absolutely.
Can we talk a little bit, Mayor, about the Quincy Animal Shelter and the future plans for that?
Sure. We're going to build a new animal shelter, Joe.
Well, shelter folks want to know when.
Yes, they do. I hope we're in the ground by the springtime.
Really? Okay.
It's been quite a process. The land we chose is very challenging, so the conditions, the site conditions and so forth add to the challenge and the burden. But additionally, over the last year, the cost of everything has gone through the roof.
Yeah.
So we've had to go through it a couple of more times to see how we can make it as efficient as we can. But I do expect we're going to have to go to the City Council for additional funding.
Okay. I know the big delay is finding a place to put them while you're building the new shelter, right?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah. It's, I didn't think it would be this difficult to find an interim location. We even offered to rent out local kennels, but for whatever reason, there's no interest there. So we'll figure that out. But hopefully we'll be in the ground this spring. The plan is to, because the market is so volatile, we're going to bid it first, get that real number, and then go back to the council with the real number.
Okay. So it will happen. It's just not as quick as you'd hoped.
That's correct. Yeah. But I think we'll be in the ground by the springtime. So that'll be great. It's not a huge building. It's not complicated in the sense of the construction portion. The site work is complicated, so it shouldn't take long.
Okay. Does it change plans for the new public safety complex at all?
Not really.
Okay.
We've adjusted the schedule there a little bit. We had originally not only the interim animal shelter, but we had an interim homeless shelter, and we made the decision, rather than spending $3 or $4 million in an interim, let's go moving on the permanent immediately. So on the schedule for the public safety complex, it probably costs us, 3 or 4 months. But in the overall scheme, by saving $3 or $4 million, it's huge, because the cost of that project has gone up pretty dramatically as well.
Mm-hmm. All pandemic-induced, I'm assuming.
Yeah, it's all on the material stuff. It's
yeah.
really, really crazy. So even, you talk to local carpenters, what they're paying for a sheet of plywood and a 2x4. It's crazy right now.
Yeah. Mayor, a proposal before the City Council by you to amend some of the zoning codes might explain for us?
Yeah, sure. Every, you know, from time to time, in fact, we did about, I don't know, maybe 10 years ago, we did a complete rezoning of the city, looking at the neighborhoods, looking at the codes as they were, and updating them to meet the challenges of today's, you know, development world. So, you know, looking at development over the last few years, obviously it's been very aggressive, and I think most of it's been good, but there are those times when a development goes in and everyone scratches it, how did that happen? You know, I think of the lot on Adams Street, it was a big, big lot for a single-family home. Guy bought the lot, knocked it down, and built four houses. And though they meet the existing code for square footage, they don't look right. They look oversized and so forth. So this first piece we're putting in is about the size of the house versus the lot, how much space is on the lot and what they can do with a house on that lot, rather than just looking at the setbacks and other things. A lot of communities do this. Mm-hmm. So I think it's the first step in making some changes going forward to deal with the aggressive nature of development right now. As I said, I believe most of it's good. The development along the tracks and the business districts and so forth have been excellent. I think there's been some real blights that have been taken down in areas and replaced with some condominiums or townhouses. But I also get the apprehension of people living in neighborhoods about the concern encroachment on those neighborhoods, whether it's within the neighborhood and the edge of the neighborhood. So there's going to be a series of amendments we're going to be submitting to the city council for their consideration, review, and hopefully action in the end.
Okay, so kind of essentially you don't want a 5,000-square-foot building on a 5,000-square-foot lot, basically, right?
Well, it would never be that, but that's the point. 5,000-square-foot lot, you don't want a house that's, you know, 4,600 square feet right, with only a little bit around them on the edges.
Gotcha.
So,
I think
we've learned, and it's time to make the adjustment. And, you know, going forward, you can't anticipate everything. And, you know, the zoning code is made to be adjusted from time to time. Mm-hmm. So that is the function of the city council. One of the main functions, really, is zoning for our city. So it would be a zoning vote on this, the action by the council that would make it work.
Okay. Would the zoning board also have to approve that? Or?
No, they do not. The zoning board merely looks at projects before them. They have no really power in considering zoning changes.
Okay. They just enforce what's voted.
Correct.
Yeah. Speaking of construction, Mayor, can we talk a little bit about a resolve introduced to the City Council last night by Councilor Pamucci regarding the Fox Rock Properties development proposal at the old Ross lot? And he is concerned the project is not started yet and has changed a little bit from the initial proposal. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, I my reaction is patience, Counselor. You know, it's a big, big project. The economy changes, the market changes. I think it's being refined. I think in the end it's going to be a better project. You know, Mr. Hale and Fox Rock are investing literally hundreds of millions of dollars in the city, which result in jobs, construction jobs, permanent jobs in the new commercial space, as well as new tax revenue for the city. And they've got some stuff well underway. Obviously, the project up on Hospital Hill, which I know met with mixed reviews, but I think overall it's going to be an asset for the city. The Masonic Temple plan is absolutely beautiful, preserving the facade of that old temple. I always was scared of it actually as a kid, but it certainly has some architectural value, and they went through a lot of effort in getting the plan right on that. That's going to be underway soon, which is going to be tremendous. And, you know, there were no other bidders on those properties. I'm going to remind people. Now, the downtown is a little more complicated because you're dealing much more with the commercial market conditions, both on the medical front, but we have seen a great interest, more activity with life science and biotech, and I believe they're making adjustments to accommodate that. And you know what? Long term, those are phenomenal jobs, and that makes some sense. Look, I am one that lives term by term, and I've always said I want to get as much done as I possibly can in each of those windows as I say. So no one gets more frustrated than I when things don't move quickly, but I got to tell you, there's a lot of background, a lot of work on these things. Nobody's sitting on their tail waiting for something to happen. Everyone's working hard to make it happen. So I appreciate the councilor's impatience, little frustration, but at the end of the day, the project's going to be phenomenal for the city.
So you think life sciences instead of a medical facility?
I think a combination thereof.
Okay. There's, you know, the counselor's concern that, that the original agreement was supplant the Quincy Medical Center loss. Do you think the city still needs something like that?
Well, let's be careful on how we word that, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know how we word it in the resolve, but we were saying we wanted medical services that right now people have to leave the city for. We were not saying we're replacing the hospital. Okay. That was never the case. I want to make sure that's clear with people. Okay. So that's still the goal. And the, for example, the BI urgent care facility on the parking way, mm-hmm. we've had a number of new facilities that serve the people of the city medically that are doing very well. So it continues to evolve, and I think we'll see more medical services happening in our city, whether it's Brigham Women, whether it's VI or some other entity, because our city is growing and the need is there.
Speaking of, Target's coming to Quincy this week.
Yes, they targeted October, and they're meeting their target.
Yeah.
yes, indeed. That's a great story. I mean, you know, we've seen over the years the demise of the retail in our city across Main Street in USA, really. With the advent of the malls, but things are changing, and of course, it's extremely complicated with the world of buying online now for mm-hmm. everything. So that makes it a little challenging. But having a facility right there in the New North Quincy project, the New North Quincy, 620 apartments, 40,000 square feet of retail, with Target, with Starbucks, with CVS, all in that facility. So people living there are coming to and from, using the Red Line. What a great convenience to have that store there. So we're very excited about it, happy about it, puts people to work, and gives people that live in the city, the area, an opportunity to use that store.
Sure. Always good to talk to you, Mayor. Appreciate your time.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good one.
Thank you. You too.